And welcome to the Giants Facebook page. It's time for another edition of On the Line. I'm Paul Dottino. He is two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. We are Dotson Deal as the Giants get ready to take on the San Diego Chargers coming up this Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Now, David, both teams are 0-4. We know the Giants are coming off another heartbreaking field goal ending loss this past weekend against Tampa Bay. Look, we're not robots. They're not robots. The coaches aren't robots. You got to be feeling some rough emotions these days.
No question. I think anytime either one of us walk into this building, you feel the loss in this building, and that's exactly what you should feel like today. But as a team, you know that they're here back. They're here working. You see them all watching film in preparation on a day off that they have, because they know how important it is to get back to basics and fundamentals. And what do they say? Most dangerous animal is a wounded animal. Well, this is a wounded animal here today.
All right, the Chargers are 0-4 themselves. They lost to Philadelphia last weekend. Now, we want your questions and your comments on the Giants Facebook page. Hit us up. We'll do our very best to try to explain things to you, try to answer things for you. And the first thing that I want to ask David is about that Giants reconstructed offensive line, which actually performed well. They protected Eli Manning. They had over 100 yards rushing. And I got to tell you, maybe it was by happenstance, but it worked.
It most certainly did. And when you're not winning football games and you're not running the ball consistently, especially at the offensive line, when you have the ability to adapt like this Giants offensive line was, you see results out of it. So to move John Jerry to the left guard position, get DJ Fluker in for his first start and put him next to a veteran with Justin Pugh, you really see that that continuity in this group of veterans that have played a lot of football showed up on Sunday in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we got to give some props to Brett Jones, who came in for Weston Richburg after he left after getting dinged in the head. We have Jermaine with our first comment. He's asking about getting the offense rolling. Well, the last 2 weekends, they've scored over 20 points.
And that's the biggest thing, but they have to start faster. That was the one thing that we were hoping for from Philadelphia to Tampa Bay, taking that fourth quarter in Philadelphia to the first quarter in Tampa Bay. If this offense is able to start fast, get the football around, and get the run game going like they want to in the first quarter, that sets up everything in your system, and that sets up everything for success for this Giants offense.
Yeah, keep the questions and comments coming, folks. We'll be here for several minutes, and we'll try to help you out. One way the Giants got their offense going was Wayne Gallman, the rookie who made his NFL debut on his birthday, and he ran for nearly 50 yards and scored a touchdown.
Well, what better way to come in and play in your first game on your birthday? But it's something that he earned. You knew coming in that he was an elite runner, that he could catch out of the backfield, but his protection issues in blitz pickup were the biggest things. He showed that he was able to do it, and he will get more touches as the season progresses.
And, of course, the passing game wasn't so shabby either, because let's face it now, Eli Manning, he played extremely well, David.
But Eli Manning has played extremely well this entire season. You think about some of the hits that he's taken, some of the pressure, and the way that he's been able to deliver the ball, but we all know that Eli is at his best when you get play action going and you're able to take those shots downfield. So if they get this run game going, we're going to see Eli able to elevate his game to a different level.
We have a question from Connor, who wants to know who the X factor will be for the Giants in Sunday's game.
I hope it's Evan Engram. I think that his ability to spread the field, to widen up Sam linebackers, Will linebackers, make sure that they don't play an extra safety down in the box in this 3-4 scheme. That'll open up things in the zone running scheme, because right away when you're going up against a 3-4, you have a double bubble. Both guards are uncovered. So if you could take that safety out of the equation, there are some big lanes to run in the football.
And, of course, the Giants want to make sure that Bosa and Gordon, the two pass rushers that the Chargers put on the field, don't wreck their day.
No question. And you saw it just like I did. A lot of the times they'll put both of those guys together. They'll move Engram into that three technique, almost like a NASCAR package, and put Bosa on the outside, because what are they trying to do? They don't want you to double team either one of them. You're going to slide your protection that way or try to help out with the running back. Next thing you know, the blitz comes from the weak side of both of those guys. So they're going to do a lot of things systematically to try creating one-on-ones for those guys outside.
Daisy has a question. She says, how can the run defense improve?
Well, most importantly is being able to shed blocks. Once you get engaged into an offensive lineman, it's being able to press, get your eyes back on the running back, and shed it. Also, we come back to fundamentals. How many missed tackles did we see on Sunday against Tampa Bay? If they clean those things up and if they are better at the point of attack, shedding those blocks, that's where you'll see this run game start to go back to where it was in 16.
You know, one of the things that I think that will help this defense out is if they start getting some more takeaways. They've only got two so far in 4 games.
No question. There's been opportunities for them to get those takeaways, but it's about capitalizing on them. And this is a game that you know Philip Rivers is going to take chances. He's going to take shots downfield. And once you start getting that pressure, especially for him, this 6'5", 6'6", quarterback who doesn't like people at his feet, if you can get that down the middle, that's where you know his feet aren't going to be planted. He's going to throw off his back foot, and those are the ones that sail high and are those opportunities for our defense.
Well, and from looking at last week's game against the Eagles, you can see that Rivers is getting frustrated. He's starting to lose his cool.
Well, that's the thing that people talk about his moxie. He's a competitor. He wants to play football. You see him screaming into his helmet, not getting a play call on a fourth down, and then having to settle for a field goal. So he feels the pressure, and this is his last opportunity to really show who he is as a L.A. San Diego Charger before the move.
Now, Gordon has been a good back for the Chargers. Last year, he rushed for almost 1,000 yards. But this year, nursing a knee injury, he hasn't been the same.
No, and this offense hasn't been the same because now they're putting all that pressure on Philip Rivers to make plays when defenses are only being able to rush for and drop back into coverage because their lack of respect for the run game. Having said that, you know this is another one that they see this Giants defense. They see the weapons on the defensive side of the ball. You know that they're going to try to control the time of possession in this one and get him as many touches as possible.
Alex asks us about the Giants looking out for a guy on the Chargers. Who are they most concerned about? I think it's got to be Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers, but if I was the same, I think it would be Joey Bosa. I mean, you look at the defensive side of the ball, you usually look at one elite pass rusher. They've got two in Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. So for me, he's their biggest threat because when San Diego gets him going, then you pay all of your attention to him, and that's when Casey Hayward in the secondary starts coming away with takeaways, and you see this defensive flying around. So for me, neutralizing right away Joey Bosa defensively is the way that this offense is really going to be able to capitalize.
David, the Chargers play a lot of cover three, and then they'll morph into some cover two.
Yep.
Now, if you're the Giants offense, how do you attack that?
I would, most importantly, the cover three and cover two, that's where Evan Ingram comes into play to be that systematic beater. But if you're able to control the time of possession and run the football, play action is what is able to beat those cover two and cover threes.
And, of course, if the Giants can get that run game going once again, and I'm curious, from what you saw the offensive line, what was it that allowed Gallman to get that extra yardage? Was it the fact that they were blocking better? They ran a lot to the right side behind Fluker.
I think that a lot of it was running to the right side behind Fluker, but it was the fight, getting up to the second level, covering up linebackers, and being able to get it through there. Now moving forward, you know that there's going to be a lot of open lanes, that there's going to be three techniques from the past that in this game against 3-4, you have those openings, but what is the defensive ends going to do? They're going to try to eat up the tackle and the tight ends blocks and let these linebackers run all over the field.
All right, David, our time's running short. We still expect one more question to be coming in. Once again, on the Giants Facebook page, we're Dotson Deal. We are here every single week to answer your questions and talk about your comments regarding Big Blue and the Giants. Jamie wants to know if Gallman should actually be the starting running back. Now, remember, Paul Perkins bruised his ribs. He is day-to-day after coming out of the Tampa Bay game injured.
Now, that's a big question we will see moving forward. Do I think that Wayne Gallman has proven that he's a versatile back? Absolutely. But when you're a rookie, you have to do it consistently. So to give him the nod as a starter, I wouldn't go that far, but you know that he's going to get more touches and more receptions in this football game.
David, appreciate it once again.
Always a great one, Paul.
He's David Deal. I'm Paul Dottino. We are Dotson Deal. We will see you next week on the line.